I've got Jesse Ventura in my ears for some reason. I don't know if the wires are crossed somewhere. Make sure that's not my computer. Yep, that's, I'm getting the Jason Lewis feed. This is a cluster F. I apologize to anybody that's listening to this. I'm going to go ahead and turn them down here. Wow, listen to this guy's intro. This is crazy.
This is great.
Can you imagine having an intro like that? Like,
it's Ian and Mark.
It's Ian
and Mark. In a demo. A demo. A demo.
He's a big man. A giant man, that Ian.
All right. So I'll tell you what. You guys go ahead and take the show here real quick. I'm going to put Derek J on. Y'all can talk to him. I'm going to call the network.
Are we up?
I have no idea, so I need to figure that out.
Okay.
You're online.
We could be talking to each other, or we could be talking to a lot of people.
People are definitely listening online.
Some people
at the
are listening.
Okay,
right.
And Anon's...
Is he up?
Is who up? Not yet. He is now. Derek J is with us from jail.
There you go.
Derek.
Hey, Derek. Tell everybody why you're in the pokey.
Oh, I'd be happy to. To anyone listening, I'm a 22-year-old guy from the neighborhood of Philadelphia who's just obsessed with personal freedom. And, I went on a victimless crime spree over the last year. After moving to the geographical area known as the Shire to move closer with other liberty-minded individuals to get active for the cause of individual freedom, I was arrested 5 times and detained about 10. I was served with 5 no trespass orders, and I've been pepper sprayed, pushed, and punched by the cops, and even run over by a police cruiser while on my bike. And I was charged with 15 crimes against the state of New Hampshire.
And this has been like a couple months, right? And all these no trespassing things are on government locations that you, as a taxpayer of a resident of the city of Keene, have paid for.
That's right. They want to force me to pay for it, but I'm not allowed to step foot on it. It's pretty strange to me. But the important thing to emphasize is that in all of this, I harmed no one. No one alleged that I harmed anyone. It's not been alleged that I damaged any property or violated any private property or created victims.
And Derek, by no one, you mean no actual person. The state is the alleged victim in all your crimes, right?
That's exactly right.
But yet, then, that no individual is claiming damaged property, loss of goods, fraud, or any sort of, like, you know, deception, deceit on your part.
Yeah, even the state will say that you know, oh, no, I haven't harmed any person, just society.
So you must be in a place right now that is housed, though, by a lot of people. You're just an activist. This just happened to you, so you are now surrounded by a bunch of violent people, right?
Well, you would think that, but actually, now that I'm in here, I'm learning that I'm surrounded by a bunch of people just like me who haven't created any victims. The only victims are themselves. You know, they've been victimized by the state. And it's not unusual. The sentence that I'm serving is 90 days in the Cheshire County House of Corrections. But I'm facing 25 more tomorrow for refusal to pay a fine to the criminal gang calling itself the state of New Hampshire.
Okay, so right now you're in the spiritual retreat, as you call it, but the Cheshire County Jail. And it's full of victimless offenders, but for those who don't know, what is it like there? Are you in, like, one large room? I'm assuming you're in one of the pods. I've been in there. I'm just not sure which one you're at.
Are you chained to a wall?
Yep. Only by the phone right now, but I am in a big room with about 10 or 15 people in it. We each have our own rooms. Most of us have roommates up on the top tier. I'm in our block right now. And that's the block for people who have been sentenced. And as part of our sentence, we have to be
Is that
working.
R for rectum? So, what's going on in there?
I'm not sure. I hope not.
These things happen in jail, right?
I'm
just kidding. So this is the same block Ian was in, and this is like your work. You are now like the property of the jail, right?
Yeah, in some ways I am. I actually researched and discovered that it's an RSA. It's one of the laws of New Hampshire that if once you're sentenced, that it's part of your sentence to work for the jail in whatever capacity they determine you should be working.
It's literally slave labor. This is true modern-day slavery. They're picking people up off of the streets. They're arresting them for marijuana possession, driving without a government paper. They are putting these folks in jail cells, and they're putting them to work for the county. And if you don't work for the county, then you sit in jail for a much longer time.
Right. They remove privileges from you.
Correct.
Or what they call privileges.
You'll sit in segregation, and
well,
you'll sit there the whole
you.
Time.
Yeah, that segregation is 23 hours of, you know, being in a cell without any human contact. In fact, if anyone tries to communicate with you, even non-verbally, they'll be put in a cell just the same as you. And you only get 1 hour out to do things like shower and shave and do the things that you need to do.
So what did they have you? Are you in the kitchen as well now?
I was in the kitchen for a few days. Today I was what they call a cart runner, so I transported the meals to the various pods throughout the jail.
So but cart running, I did a lot of the cart running when I was in there. And
jail stores. Yes.
So we actually changed the system when I was in there, and I'm curious if they're still doing it this way, Derek. The way it used to work, because when you're in R block, they bring the food to R block first. And there's four blocks, so you bring the food to your block first, then you bring the food to the other blocks, and by the time you get back to our block, the food's cold. So I mentioned this to the guy who's in charge of the, you know, inmate programs or whatever, and suggested that they do it in the reverse way, where we could have two extra trays on the last block that we do, and then take those and walk back to our block with our own, you know, hot meals, because those would have just come off the line. And it took a couple weeks, but they actually did change the way the system worked, and that's has started to happen. Are you still getting your meals at the end of the deliveries?
No, that would be awesome. I'll have to make the same recommendation, and since I have about 10 weeks...
They changed it back? Like, yeah. Get out of here, go back to the old inefficient system immediately.
Oh, man.
Yeah, there's no room for efficiency here. I mean, this is a government-run agency, don't you know?
Yeah, I got lucky when I was in there because I was in on contempt, so I wasn't technically sentenced because you can be let out at any time and blah, blah, blah. But I got to tell them when I read that in the intake process, I was like, do not put me to work. I will refuse, and I do not want to sit in seg. And then I found out that only sentenced inmates get that luxury, if you call it that. But,
wow.
So well, it's not terrible. It feels good to put myself to work sometimes, and I've had trouble going to bed so early. I think 11 p.m. is pretty early to be going to bed, so it wears me out to work, and as sick as it sounds, I sort of enjoy it.
Yeah,
so.
I'd rather have something to do than not.
Me too. I had to get up at 5:30 in the morning to go to the kitchen most days. They do have a night shift, but usually I was on the full shift, which is an 8-hour run, and it makes those 8 hours go by quicker. There's no doubt about
right.
it.
All I can think of is people like Bradley Manning, and, you know, there are people who certainly have it much worse off.
For sure.
You know, and there are people who are even unnamed who are being detained and tortured indefinitely. So, you know, I'm blessed to be in this jail and be in the situation that I'm in, even though it's not ideal.
Sure, and there's always shenanigans. Like, for instance, you were telling me off the air that you tried to go into the law library, which sounds really big, right? No, it's just a computer. And you got on this computer. They'd uninstalled Microsoft Word. They no longer are allowing inmates to have access to USB thumb drives, because it used to be when I was in there, I'd go up to the desk with the COs in the cell block, ask to go into the law library, then hand me a flash drive. I'd go in, type up whatever motions for court I had to do, save it on the flash drive, take the flash drive back to the COs, and they'd print out my motions for me. They'd print me multiple copies. It was no problem. Well, now they don't allow that anymore. No flash drives, no Microsoft Word. You can just go and look at the law library, and you have to copy down physically everything that you want to. So I called the warden today, the superintendent, asking about this, and he said that the reason why it went away was because some prisoners were throwing a fit, basically, over the policy, in that one prisoner, for instance, threatened to sue because when he brought the motions back to the COs, he was worried the COs were looking at his motions as
they care deeply about that.
They were printing them out. So basically, Van Wickler, the superintendent, said, well, screw this, because another guy wanted to print like 180 pages of legalese out of this this law library. And so Van Wickler was just like, ah, screw it. You're just going to take it all
no
away.
No more, yeah. Instead of like adding a process of like an envelope or just letting them mail something directly.
Well, I suggested a waiver. Like, you know, okay, how about, like, I'm willing to sign a waiver. I don't care if the CO sees what my motion says. So
well,
let me have the
flash drive. That may not solve the problem, because from what I hear from the inmates, I mean, that's what the administrator of the jail says, but what the inmates tell me is that they filed en masse a bunch of grievances about some of the federal laws that this prison was breaking. For example, the one about an open area, open air.
What has happened to America, and when did it become okay for the government to extort wealth from the American people? As a former law enforcement officer, I have explained in my new book, In Plain Sight, The Disregarded Truth, how absolute property ownership has been denied to the American people, how and why inflation is fleecing America, how law enforcement officers are being used to suppress and criminalize the beliefs of liberty and freedom. In Plain Sight explains how we can restore what was once a free America. Get your copy of In Plain Sight, The Disregarded Truth today at Amazon.com.
Tired of that same old government-free baklava from Mandrick? How about trying Stateless Sweets government-free fudge and caramel? Stateless Sweets are made with real ingredients and prepared fresh for delivery to your home. Order them as a gift, a well-deserved decadent treat for yourself, or catered for your next event. Go to statelesssweets.com. That's statelesssweets.com.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When the next disaster hits and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. Easy as 123 to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video we've set up for patriots only at 123survivalplan.com. Get inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. This video contains crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any natural or man-made disaster. In the last 6 months, over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen this video. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tatler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. That sounds more like our introduction, Ben.
thought Lewis was good.
855-450-FREE. So I guess to better explain, since it kind of caught me off guard, what was going on there in the first segment, is we had some technical difficulties here in the studio when GCN, our network, connected to us. Some wires had been crossed at the network studios, and apparently they were sending to us audio for another show. GCN's a pretty big network. They've got four different feeds that they produce all at the same time. So I don't know if that means there's four live shows, but there could be. And there are at least a couple of different live shows. Another one is this guy named Jason Lewis, who's essentially our competition. He used to be with Clear Channel, and I guess they dumped him. GCN picked him up, or something happened. Maybe GCN bought him out. I don't know. But anyway, so he's the guy that's running like simultaneously as we are on the network. So again, the wires were crossed, and we were hearing his introduction.
I don't know. Maybe they were hearing us or something too. It could have been. We could have taken extra advantage of it.
Could have. But then again, our introduction isn't any sort of a self-touting intro. It's just music.
Oh, true, yeah. But.
So it's so typical of talk radio is this, it's always the guy's name. The show name is always the guy's name. It's usually one older white guy, and it's just so typical.
So monolithic, like, and now telling you how the world is.
Right.
Ray Lewis.
It's your political preacher.
With one hand tied behind my back, the Jason Lewis Army, thanks for tuning in tonight. They always have some name for
the group of
listeners. Yeah, and it's almost always militaristic.
Yeah.
The troops. Come on, log on to the website. You can be one of our troops. This kind of thing.
So. Glenn Beck calls his listeners sick freaks.
Do they still call him that?
Yeah, really? Some old term. I don't know. I don't listen that much.
So we've got Derek J on with us here. He's one of our co-hosts. Used to sit in your chair, Ademo, on Tuesday nights.
He's trying to fill the big shoes.
Unfortunately, and he does have some big shoes. I mean, the guy is really, really talented, and it's a shame that he's on the inside of a cage right now. But then again, it is the price that tends to be paid for engaging in things like civil disobedience, which he certainly did do last year with the open possession of cannabis in a local park. You threw a dance party, although that wasn't really intended to be civil disobedience. It kind of turned into it. Certainly was non-cooperation. And you're back live from the Cheshire County Department of Corrections,
spiritual
also
retreat.
Known as the Keene Spiritual
Hey.
Retreat.
Yes, it's good to be back with you.
Yes, sir. So I have no idea what we were discussing. I've been all over the place with these technical difficulties here.
Well, we were sort of talking about before what landed me in here, but I'd love to share with the listeners what's coming up for the next year to follow. I mean, it stinks that I have to serve jail time, but after it, it's going to be really exciting.
Well,
let me tell you why.
You've got a huge plan when you're getting out. Go ahead.
Yeah, so, well, the basic idea is that now that I've dedicated the last year of my life to shining a spotlight on how agents of the state use violence and threats of violence against totally peaceful people like me and the others in here, I'm dedicated the next year to shining a spotlight on individuals who are building the solution to the problem of organized coercion, which is, in my mind, in building networks of independent individuals. So I'll be touring the continent with my video camera and reporting daily on the men and women who are building a freer future. So I'll cover it all from, like, chicken coops to independent, unregulated cell phone towers. So I think it sounds pretty exciting.
So wait, are these things that you've already heard from people on that
I've already heard. People doing chicken coops is a pretty common idea, but I was really excited to hear about one guy in our native New Hampshire who is building an independent cell phone tower. And I would love to tell people about how he's doing it and how they can do the same thing.
That's exciting.
Sounds interesting.
Yeah,
so you plan to do all across the country, anywhere you can find, and through your website, Live for Your Dance?
Exactly. People will be able to follow it on livefreeyourdance.com. I'll also be blogging to freecane.com, but the travels are going to be blogged at livefreeyourdance.com. So to achieve this goal of highlighting all of this exciting activism happening around the continent, I'm going to be holding a fundraiser, which is already begun. Folks can find it at freecane.com and also victimlessspree.com. And that money will go to my traveling expenses, but to raise money for like eating and such. I'll be selling advertising space in the videos. So if you have a product or something you'd like to promote, that's where you can plug it in. I'll be producing those videos daily. But I'm just very excited to meet the innovative activists around the continent who are working to achieve liberty in our lifetime.
Have you,
and hopefully this will inspire more.
Have you chosen your mode of transportation yet? Because, you know, being a guy who's been on the RV for a little while, mm-hmm. I know that was pretty fun. But I always wondered what, like, buses, train stations would be like. I always thought you might meet some interesting folks in those areas as well.
Interesting's a pleasant word.
There's no doubt I'll be taking, but, you know, mostly buses. But the goal for me is to take as many agorist cabs as possible. And if people aren't already an agorist cab, I'm going to see how many people I can inspire to become an agorist cab, at least for that one trip.
Well, there is,
you know, just by offering some money.
Yeah, there is already like a thing on Craigslist. One time when Pete and I were coming out west, he was coming out this way, and he went on Craigslist and said, "Hey, I'm heading this way. Anyone need a ride? And you can help subsidize things. So maybe you could always find folks the similar way." And essentially, like you said, yeah.
I think it would be way more interesting that way, and plus it's going to be easier to, you know, live stream some video from somebody's car rather than from a bus. I think it'll be more interesting footage, and I'll get to meet another interesting activist.
Heck yeah. Pete and I always try to pick up as many, and Jason as well, in Motorhome Diaries, as many hitchhikers as possible, so hopefully some folks with some RVs will pay that forward and snatch you up if they see you.
Yeah, plus if they've got a mode of transportation, they're one step closer to being able to move themselves to the Shire because, you know, it stinks that I'm going to be leaving. I really love the Shire. I've been inspired by the people here, and I've been forever changed by my experiences. So I want to encourage others to join the community of peace and freedom-loving individuals.
Well, it's not like you're leaving forever. It's not like you're leaving forever. You're going to come back
afterwards. No, just 1 year.
Right.
Yeah, just it's 1 year, and just to fill in the listeners, it's a self-imposed exile, because if I am convicted of another crime within the next year, I'll face 800 more days in jail.
800? I thought it was 540.
Right, and then there's an RSA in New Hampshire where if I violate the terms of the plea agreement, they can add another year.
Oh,
so it would
gosh.
Be 800 days in jail if
Wait,
I violate.
So there's like a it's like the fine print. If you if you make a plea deal and you violate it, we add on another year.
Yeah.
Wow, I haven't heard of that. That is
insane.
And
they made sure I was aware of that. Brad Jarnes, former law enforcement turned liberty activist lawyer. You know, he's not of the Bar Association, but he made me aware of that law, that they can add another 365 days.
You really need to publicize that. That's a great reason not to take any plea deals. I mean, they're attacking another. I mean, in Derek's case, he was facing 9.5 years or something like that. But, you know, on any other small case, like, why take a plea deal for, like, 2 months on something?
Yeah, definitely people need to know that violating those terms would really be against them, not in their interest. So I am not looking forward to 800 more days in jail. So I'm going to self-impose an exile by leaving the Shire for a short amount of time, just 1 year.
Right.
And then I'll be back.
They can't arrest you if you're not in the state. So, you know, you're better off just, you know, going someplace else, doing some stuff, and then coming back.
Derek J., exactly. Anything else you feel like you need to update us about?
That is it. It's just great to be with you guys. I'll talk to you again soon.
Hang on the line. We'll pick you up during the, in a moment here. So stick with me here. I'll be right with you. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. There's more coming up. You can, of course, take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live. Don't forget, Derek J's, you can link to him at victimlesscrimesfree.com and help fund his tour.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
There are so many benefits you can get from taking unheated whey protein. It helps put out the fire of inflammation and the pain it is causing. Eliminate the craving for carbohydrates, better sense of well-being, weight loss, muscle strength, energy and growth, and optimal glutathione production. Glutathione is the number one means by which you detoxify all toxins, and this is vital to you feeling and looking good again. Consuming One World Whey is the most powerful way to raise glutathione. People report the elimination of pain and bloating after 1 month, as well as an improvement in strength, energy, and blood sugar. Children love the flavor and prefer it over junk food. One World Whey is performing mighty miracles for young and old. It is superior, unique, and unprecedented from any other whey protein powder on the market. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of KNOCKOUT pain cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number here is 855-453. You can dial in and bring up whatever's on your mind, 855-450-3733. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. Mobile site, you can go to m as in mobile.freetalklive.com on your smartphone. Get quick access to our live streams, the broadband, midband, and narrowband versions, so different size bit rates for different internet connection speeds, over at m as in mobile.freetalklive.com.
On Free Talk Live, we talk about investing in gold and silver for all kinds of different reasons, whether it's just a straight investment hoping to get a higher return on a lower investment, barter currency, or a hedge against inflation. Whatever the reason you think might be a good idea to get gold and silver in your hands, we've teamed up with Midas Resources to offer you some very great rates on hand-picked gold and silver pieces. You can go see them at gold.freetalklive.com. It's gold.freetalklive.com, and when you purchase gold there, not only are you going to get some really great rates and be able to possess the metals that you purchase, but you're helping Free Talk Live in the process. It's gold.freetalklive.com.
Coming up, Mark, you're going to tell us about some police nonsense, like specifically stealing a bunch of cash from a guy. We'll give you the details on that. But first, Jeremy is on the line listening in Philadelphia. Jeremy, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Ademo and Mark.
Hey, I had been listening to the show the last few weeks, and there's been a couple callers and a couple conversations that have really kind of made me question my beliefs and what I think, specifically when I've heard callers, when I've heard you guys talk about immigration and borders. And I know you had recommended a book to read for people that are kind of new to this way of thinking, but I just had some questions about this type of liberty culture or society, or not necessarily government, but this liberty movement that, you know, that you guys sure. are working towards with the Free State Project. Like, how does a liberty society protect itself? Like, assuming we got to that level where, you know, there were no arbitrary borders and free people traveled and there was no necessarily governments oppressing people and there was this individual liberty, like, how does it sustain itself? How does it preserve itself? How does it protect itself? Because what would stop people, the strong men, from banding together, starting to control other people and building up a corrupt? Because you can trick people into giving up their rights, and a lot of people would prefer to remain ignorant because they say that in a lot of cases, like 1% of people are leaders, or it was 5% of people that started the revolution. Like, liberty dies out so quickly. Like, assuming you got up to that really free point, what's to stop it from going back into decline or forgetting? Or I just don't. It'd be great if we could get to that, but what is going to protect it? And then
I get what you're saying. Oh, we definitely don't have time for two at the moment. That was a big long one. Okay. So
I'd like to ask him. What would you do to protect your own property and things? And you know, what would you do to protect yourself? How would you ensure liberty in your life? You know, I mean, for me, I would, you know, take responsibility to, like, secure my house, my property, and make sure that my family was versed in maybe protecting themselves or having, like, locking doors, camera systems, how to, like, hold people accountable, how to, you know.
Self-defense.
Right, how to recognize when someone's trying to rip you off, et cetera.
But maybe you want to hire a company to do some of that stuff for you, too, right? So there could be competing protection agencies out there offering varieties of levels of service, everything from full-on 24-7 bodyguards.
Let me answer Ed Emo's question, though. Yeah. I mean, he's asked a question.
Sir?
Hello? Jeremy?
Well, yeah.
How would you protect yourself?
But, like, if it's based in an individual way, like, if there was some type of threat to this liberty thing, how could you unify people if people were...
What kind of threat?
People are like, well, I don't agree to this violence, and I'm going to stand by the... Like, how could you get people to fight for preserving liberty
what sort of threat?
20 different people with 20 different opinions?
We're obviously in what-if land, so what sort of threat are we talking about here?
Well, I mean, what if you had situations come up where people wanted to, say you had someone that wanted to have followers and take over, try to take land from that people own from, like, what if you had, like,
okay, violent takeover.
Dictator try to rise up?
Gotcha. Okay, so we're in the magic land of Libertopia, where you know, at this point everybody's got total liberty, right?
And
some guy we're gonna call him Evil Bill Gates. He puts together you know, a small, you know, cadre of people, maybe 10% of the population,
crack mercenaries who can
He's got those too.
Yeah,
and you know, he says, you guys are now under my control. And the one thing that he doesn't have is he doesn't have somewhere between 5 and 10,000 years worth of continuity behind him. Because
you mean legitimacy?
Well, let's call it continuity.
Okay.
The fact is that somebody has said, my butt is in control and I'll kill you if you don't agree with it for the last 10,000 years, at least at some place on Earth. I mean, certainly... We're talking about with globalization, you know, there's the, you know, governments have been different, they've looked different ways in different places. But people are used to being ruled. The way that you could circumvent the king with a democracy was you said, okay, well, now everybody's opinion is the king. But once you really couldn't say, look, you're in charge of your own life, because, you know, they say that won't work. But I think that the problem is that the strong man that might, you know, propose to usurp control from within this free state that you're referring to is that there's no continuity. These people are going to be like, what?
Starting from zero.
Right. I've been able to pick who picks up my trash for the last, you know, for my whole life, and now you're going to tell me who's going to pick up my trash or who's going to provide me with water? You're going to tell me all these things? I just imagine that people that have been free in a certain area, they're probably not going to put up with it. But if you can threaten them from the outside. This is how states have always worked, is it's the threat from the outside that is really able to draw people together in fear, huddle around the fire from the, you know, the stuff out in the dark that they don't know about. I think that would be the bigger concern.
But either way, the solution's still the same, right? People would band together as they saw fit to defend their homes and defend their families, defend their property. So this evil Bill Gates, or evil Bill Gates, you know, from the outside world, you know, some Mexican billionaire.
Evil Ivan Gates.
Right. You know, whoever it is that's trying to take physically a territory from these people is going to be up against some opposition, unless people like the idea of being ruled by Bill Gates, in which case, you know, they're likely going to fight back. And so immediately Gates is going to start taking losses. I mean, his people are going to die, and you know, eventually he's going to run out of money.
Yeah, wealth isn't going to be able to buy him what he's going to need.
Right.
And so it doesn't matter how wealthy he is.
War is unprofitable unless you can rob from your citizens in order to perpetrate the war so that you can keep the spoils.
Bill Gates can't print money, because if all of a sudden Bill Gates tries to start buying military equipment with Bill Gates dollars, then
it ain't going to work.
They're not going to work. It's not going to be valuable at all in the marketplace. And, of course, the question is how many people will sell him the equipment as well, knowing what he's doing. In addition,
somebody will. But also,
how many people are going to be willing to start working for Bill Gates as killers, paid killers, if they know that some of his paid killers are getting killed off? He's going to have to start paying more.
And that's another problem.
People.
Once you've eliminated the flag, you've eliminated that tear that runs down one's eye.
Yeah, everyone's a mercenary for Bill.
When one puts a hand over their heart and talks about all the founding fathers, once you've eliminated that flag, because the flag or the thing is that they've held aloft, the banner, whatever, for soldiers to fight for, has always been extraordinarily powerful. Once they don't have that anymore.
Right. Without the nationalism, the self-preservation and economic aspects are overbearing to the individual. You can't financially support to cause wars and be mischievous, murderous, and vindictive. And so, the support wouldn't happen to you. And, you know, that's what I like to say, too, is with the government out of the way, you'd probably have less reasons. You know, you could do ample security, self-defense, a little home security and surveillance, and probably be better off. You'd probably be more protected today because of the government.
And I'd like to say the state out of the way.
Well, and Gates is going to be up against, the evil invader is going to be up against not only individuals protecting themselves and their households, but also private companies that have been hired to protect, you know, businesses and to protect neighborhoods, for instance.
Yeah.
I mean, these guys are invested. They're under contract, and they're going to come to the defense against whoever this invading horde is. This is a very expensive proposition to do what you're suggesting here, and very unlikely to come about in such a scenario. So I'll let you respond to that in a moment here, Jeremy. Hang on. We'll bring you back. 855-450-FREE. That's the STACL, CAI tool, free line. You can take control of the airwaves. Free Talk Live.
I believe I can do anything. So when it came to learning a new language, I knew I had to do it the way I learn. No books, no memorizing or translating. I wanted to learn the same way I learned my first language, naturally. That's why I chose Rosetta Stone.
Rosetta Stone invites you to be a part of its biggest language learning event in history. Because in 2012, we want to help 3 million people learn a new language. That's why we're going to give you an absolutely free demo of our language immersion technology. To participate in this free nationwide event, just call 1-800-507-5898.
Si yo puedo hacerlo, usted puede hacerlo. If I can do it, you can do it.
To participate in this free nationwide event, call now for your free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-507-5898. That's 1-800-507-5898.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendovite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Survival is not about the end of the world. It's not about a hypothetical plane crash or the latest violent storm. Survival is about the satisfaction of knowing you could take care of yourself and your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. CampingSurvival.com was started in 1956. No, not the .com part, the survival part. CampingSurvival.com has over 17,000 urban, wilderness, and preparedness items, supreme customer service, very low shipping, and no games. We look around to make sure we have the lowest prices, and CampingSurvival.com is 100% USMC veteran-owned. Don't base your survival on the latest spring up on the internet company. Do business with an authority on survival. CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born on preparation.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed or your money back.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. The webcam's there. You can watch, listen, and interact with other Free Talk Live listeners. Go to cam.freetalklive.com. You can do all that from there, and, of course, you can do it completely free over at cam.freetalklive.com.
Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's the readers of freedomsphoenix.com get every day. Readers of freedomsphoenix.com are constantly provided the detailed real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship that we all have with coercive governments. Freedomsphoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go now to freedomsphoenix.com and sign up for the free daily dispatch. It's freedomsphoenix.com.
So we'll continue with you and your thoughts. Jeremy is listening in Philly with some good questions. Says he's been questioning some beliefs, had some questions for us regarding the theoretical liberty-oriented society.
Questions that anybody who's ever looked at these ideas asked themselves. You know, what in the world do I want to be? You know, what do I want to be? Somebody who advocates something moral for if it doesn't work?
Well, sure. And also, it's just one of those questions that comes up. I mean, when you start talking about getting rid of the monopoly on violence that people call the state, these men and women who, you know, they believe they should be able to control everybody out there, get rid of that idea, then we have a true free marketplace in all manner of things, including protection services. And it can be hard to really envision what that could look like. And I don't think that we can do an appropriate job of it. We can throw out some ideas, but ultimately we don't know what the future of protection
is. The real answer is that there is an infinite number of choices. The freedom to choose how you want to spend your life, money, you know, et cetera, et cetera. If you have all the choices in the world, then you are free.
So there's a couple of questions here that Jeremy was asking, and I wanted to bring him back on to respond. Essentially, you'd asked about free market protection, and we pointed out that, you know, in the case of an internal invader, or an internal individual like Bill Gates trying to take over, it'd be very difficult from a monetary perspective, as it would become increasingly expensive for him because he'd be up against all manner of people defending themselves.
And cost him anything good that he's built. So he's probably assumed this wealth and or position of power power by doing honest business. And
exactly.
So he would jeopardize all this as well.
Yeah, so he'd be throwing away everything that he'd ever created in order to do that. And then, of course, there's also the invader from the outside who could be state-funded, who could, you know, be funded by the printing press, therefore possibly, you know, engage in a longer assault. However, those folks wouldn't be able to take over any military installations because there would be no more governmental centralized military. There might be individual defense companies with whatever defenses that they put up. But again, they'd be up against some professionals whose job it would be to defend and who would be competing for people's contracts. So it wouldn't be like the military who's only defending military targets and government targets, which is, by the way, what they would do if this country were actually attacked. They wouldn't give a damn about your neighborhood versus some company that's contracted to protect you and your business and your house. So go ahead, Jeremy, with your thoughts.
Well, liberty is it's not an easy thing to achieve or sustain. Like, you have to be informed, you have to stand up for yourself, you have to pay attention to other people, you have to constantly advocate for it. Like, once you would achieve this liberty society, I could understand contracts with private companies and the state being disassembled and people I could understand that, but I'm thinking, what would stop that old human nature from creeping back up where people want to stay, they want to be taken care of, they want to be told to do? Because it's a lot easier to sit back and be told what to do than it is to be a leader and go out and do what would stop things from sliding back into a lazy, uninformed,
what has stopped the United States from slipping back into an autocracy? I mean, you know, it's been 200 and something years. We don't have a king again. Somehow or another, the lazy, uninformed people in the United States, and I don't disagree. Frankly, all around the world, people, I wouldn't call them lazy or uninformed. They're uninformed, but it's because they have things to do. It's not that they're lazy. They have other things to do rather than pay attention to whoever's in whatever capital doing whatever it is that they're doing. But they, I think that once people have a certain level of freedom, I'll admit there are surreptitious ways that folks can attempt to rob you of your freedom, but they would have to be really slick to be able to rob everybody. And remember, these given geographic areas don't have the control of a central organizing city like Washington, D.C., and when you're talking about Libertopia.
So they'd have to start their state. Again, to get to where we're talking about this, Libertopia is a huge issue.
This happened for a couple of years in Pennsylvania in the 1680s. William Penn got Pennsylvania as a
debt from the king.
A debt from the king to his dad. And he sent the Quakers on over there and he said, I'll just have me a little Quaker kingdom and the Quakers will pay me quit rents and it'll be awesome. And the problem is he didn't count on Quakers, who are people who didn't see that they saw a centralized authority that wasn't God to be immoral, and they chose not to pay these quit rents, and they chose not to respect the authority. And there was one heck of a time in the 17th century when they didn't have the internet, and people were, spread out all over the place trying to implement, this kind of autocracy just when it slipped away for a few years.
And you're saying they couldn't do it?
Well, obviously they did. They were successful. Well, take a look, Pennsylvania, not free, but they had a very difficult time. They, William Penn hired a Calvinist to come in and rule over them. That went real well, but just because he was so frustrated. These people aren't paying me money. They're supposed to be my subjects. This is my Quaker kingdom. I'm the Quaker king.
So why would it be any different today, Mark? Why wouldn't that just happen again?
Why would they not be able to implement?
Yeah,
because there was there would at that point, I would assume, be no mandate at all for a leader. I mean, Penn could rightfully claim to be the Lord of Pennsylvania. He did own it. Who would own it at that point? So there wouldn't be this mandate, and secondarily, people would be able to communicate with each other more. And if you obviously we're talking about this some libertopia. He's referring to some libertopia that has some level of establishment. I think that if it went on for decades, that you'd have a very difficult time undermining it from the inside. My concern would be a coalition of nations or a powerful nation from the outside saying we're going to conquer this land. That's what my concern would be.
Well, I think we have a perfect example of that going on right now. I mean, the United States is the most most powerful military in the world, and it's been fighting this third world country for over a decade.
Well, right, Afghanistan.
Right, and Afghanistan. So they seem to have done very well at getting rid of the government. So they've bombed all their buildings and they've taken all their stuff. But now they have this insurgent problem, which is just translation for people we keep pissing off that live in the area that we're trying to control and take taxes.
Well, I'm not trying to control anybody. You mean the
exactly.
federal government
the federal
is trying
government.
To control them.
Speaking
yeah.
as them.
I mean, right. And as you point out, they're third world, not exactly the richest place at all, Afghanistan. Yet they're able to hold off this military, this most rich, most well-funded, well-equipped military in the entire world. Of course, Afghanistan ended up destroying the Soviet Union, and it may end up destroying the United States at some point.
Yeah, that's a really good point. One more question, though, before I go. I do listen to a lot of other radio hosts, and I heard one host, because I know with the issue of borders and stuff like that, a lot of people, and I kind of have a hard time, Ian, when I hear you talk about, there was one caller that said, oh, a nation without borders ceases to be a nation. And when I heard you respond to that, I was really listening to what you had to say, but a lot of me was trying to push back, and I just had to, I was confused. But there was one talk show host who compared nation states or countries to watertight bulkheads in submarines and said that, well, if you just opened all the doors up and all the water started rushing in, the entire thing would sink. And I guess it was an analogy to if you just completely had no borders at all and there was no countries and there was one giant threat that rose up, say, like a Hitler, well, instead of having to conquer all these countries, it would just get control of the entire world.
Wow, I don't know how these people think. I mean, Hitler couldn't have possibly have controlled the entire world. He would have ran out of troops.
Right. Hitler took over France by conquering Paris. Hitler didn't take over France by going to every Frenchman's house, pointing a gun at them, and said, you will now obey the Führer. Because this is impossible, right? It's impossible to threaten everybody when you go and you take the centralized areas, and that's how one wins. The reason Hitler didn't take Russia is he couldn't take Moscow. And he tried, you know, I mean, he gave it his all, and
he also didn't go after Switzerland either, because it was called the little porcupine, because everybody there is armed, and he was just, him and his advisors decided, yeah, it's just not worth it.
Yeah, forget it.
A lot of the people in Russia thought that the Nazis were coming to free them. Oh, great! Well, you know, this will be better than Stalin.
Psych.
And that didn't go very well. The idea that nations' borders are like bulkheads on submarines, I don't know where he gets that. Where's the historical analysis for this?
And looking at history too, governments just get smaller and smaller and smaller.
Oh yeah, governments grow. But you know, the fact is, borders have always been poor.
Let's talk more about borders in moments here. Jeremy, thanks for the call and the questions. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE, the toll-free number here. You can take control of the airwaves. 1-855-450-3733. Hour number two is next. It's Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.